Okay, wrapping up our section here on our visualization using Power BI, you've learned how to do the process, but there's a fine tuning that we need to do on creating impactful reports. And I've got some references listed for you to go read more. And there's always more to learn sort of in this area, but let's move forward on this. To create a useful report, there's a few things you need to keep in mind. I'm not going to jump over to the tool. I'm just going to show you these. Number one, find and verify your source data. Use the right data and the right way to get the most authoritative. And keep in mind, certain data must be licensed. If you're using certain data sets, if you've gone out and got them from the web as part of your Azure Data Catalog, under that how to get access, make sure you put, hey, you have to request access for this from this news agency or whatever. You can't just grab stuff by default. I see this happen too often, and if you go out officially with it, you can get into trouble with that, and you don't want to do that. You want to shape and model the data. Spend most of your time here because you're looking for a message. You're telling a story with your report. You're trying to say, here's how our customer base is doing, here's how our sales are, here's how our patients are faring, and so on. Change those types and categories to be more effective to work with the right visualization. And you can go get more visualizations. There's a gallery of them where you can go to get them. Because the data is largely stored within the report, unless you use direct query, as you saw in your lab, you want to get rid of data you don't need. So don't bring in, when you're importing your data, when you do open data, shape the data on the way in right there. Don't bring in stuff you don't need and then remove it. Remove it before you get it. If you don't think you're going to need that data, make another report that gets different data if that's the case. Select the right graphic. I've got a guide book that I use that talks about scale increments and axes. It talks about keeping the message very simple. You're trying to go with a story, and so you want to do that effectively. Now, another thing to keep in mind when you're pushing up to the dashboard area, make sure you account for culture. I see this quite a bit, that folks don't realize that colors have certain meanings in certain cultures. Shapes have certain meanings in certain cultures. Just be careful and be aware of that. Usually there's an agency that you can use that will check your political bias against particular things in your report that will help you. For a dashboard anyway, a single screen is what you're going for. Use all of your white space, all of the corners, and make sure your fonts are readable. You want thin fonts, but not too thin. These days, fonts are getting smaller and smaller and harder to read. So make sure that you've got enough texture on those fonts to read, but you don't need to make them super big. You want to make your most important data the biggest. And contrary to popular belief, the top right is where your eye will go when you first open a report. So you want to put your most important graphic top right. Everything seems to point to the top right, and that's what you want to do. Learn to use cards in the visualizations. You used one of them in your sample, but I need for you to make sure that you pay attention to use cards. And as long as you've linked those relationships up properly, as you click on something small, the card can show the actual data point the user's trying to drill to. You'll see what I mean when you start using them. It becomes instantly powerful. And this is the biggest one. This is the one I catch everybody out on all the time. Only show information one time. No data overlap. So you don't want to do that data overlap there, because that can come back and bite you. You've used your valuable screen real estate to show something. Don't show it again. If you showed the total of something, you don't need to show its total again. So just be aware that's there. Now, when we think about working with the reports, there's an interaction and integration section. You can link charts. You'll see that in the advanced topics and your learnings. Find out what your audience needs to see so that if you do click on something, you can drill through to some more detail. Slicers are amazing. Slicers are like cards. They're far underused. So you have a large graphic with a lot of data on it. A slicer can say, only show me this particular region or this particular customer. And then when I click on that customer, the card should show the number of items bought or shipped or received or whatever it happens to be. Get your story there. With just those three elements, it may not look very interesting, but it's very, very useful, so make sure you integrate properly. And integrate with Cortana. There's a great deal of things that Cortana can do for you if you join those accounts. We looked at this in the cognitive programming side, and we were learning more about that. But definitely look up what Power BI, especially inside the Office 365 environment, you have natural query where you can ask regular questions like, what's the traffic like today? And if you put that data in there, it will turn it into the proper select statements to go find that information out.